From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, March 29th. Coming up, it's unclear how serious the problem of gambling addiction is in Illinois because it has not been well studied. We'll learn about organizations that want to change that from Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Though more than 2 million Illinois residents are now fully vaccinated against the coronavirus, Governor J.B. Pritzker is warning the state's recent uptick in other COVID metrics could put a pause on reopening plans. Hannah Meisel has more.
Illinois is on the cusp of seeing 70% of its 65 and over population get vaccinated, a key metric for entering the so-called bridge phase to normalcy that Pritzker announced earlier this month. But getting to that bridge phase and the expanded capacity limits that go with it could be delayed as Illinois has seen rising numbers of new virus cases, COVID test positivity rates, and hospitalizations. Pritzker says it's cause for concern.
Unfortunately, we've seen over a number of days now, those numbers are going up, and particularly new hospitalizations.
In order to combat a major COVID resurgence, Pritzker's administration is allowing local health departments to give vaccines to anyone 16 and over beginning Monday, if demand in the area's already eligible population has dried up. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Professors at the University of Illinois hosted a vigil on Friday to honor the victims of the Atlanta spa shootings. Helen Nguyen, associate professor of civil and environmental engineering, says she and others planned the vigil outside the Beckman Institute to create a safe space for students.
So we want to show the students that they are not alone. Because I know that they are scared, they are concerned, they don't know who to talk to.
Ham Gable has lived in Mahomet their whole life and says this is the first time they've seen people gather in support of the Asian community.
It's just something that I guess hasn't been talked about that much. Racism specifically towards Asian Americans, but this, I guess, with this past year and of course the recent event in Atlanta, it's kind of just pushed into the forefront.
Another Stop Asian Hate rally will be held tomorrow outside the Champaign City building starting at 4:30 p.m. A survey out this month by the American Psychological Association says that 3 in 5 adults have struggled with weight during the pandemic. At the University of Illinois, the concept of body positivity has taken on a new urgency. Illini Charge is a club where women exercise in a supportive environment. Group Vice President Kayla Vargas says her members are talking more than ever about having confidence in their bodies. She says they use social media to offer support.
Just a simple comment on somebody's post or liking or sharing a post, I think, really helps someone struggling.
Vargas says she would like to see the university provide more mental health resources for students. Over the weekend, Champaign County health officials added another 76 cases to the COVID-19 case count. There are nearly 300 active cases in the county, and 9 residents are hospitalized with the virus. The county's 7-day average positivity rate, excluding data from the University of Illinois, is 2.8%. No new deaths were reported over the weekend. Meanwhile, Champaign County currently ranks 6th among Illinois' 102 counties for percentage of the population that's fully vaccinated, with 23%. About 16% of Illinois' statewide population is fully vaccinated. Still to come, the Illinois Department of Public Health has been issuing grants to raise awareness and provide treatment for gambling disorders. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman talks with 2 of the grant recipients. Coming up next on 217 Today.
The COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted our educational systems with long-lasting consequences. I'm Lee Gaines, education reporter for Illinois Newsroom. I'm diving deep into the issues that matter to students, teachers, and families, shining a light on problems and looking for solutions. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The Illinois Department of Human Services is funding several new initiatives aimed at raising awareness about problem gambling and helping people access treatment. Among the recipients of state grants in the past year are Gateway Foundation, an addiction treatment provider based in Springfield, and the Midwest Asian Health Association, or MAHA, based in Chicago. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman spoke with Gateway spokesperson Teresa Garate and MAHA's Substance Abuse Program Coordinator Lena Xie to learn more about the issue of gambling addiction.
We have about 2.2% of adults in Illinois have some kind of gambling disorder. We also know that during the pandemic, we've seen many people sort of resorting to negative coping mechanisms. We've seen people who were in long-term recovery return to alcohol use or substance use. We've seen people who were, had been in long-term recovery from gambling return to that. The fact that you can now access gambling on your phone, especially sports betting, and make it mobile makes it very, very easy and very accessible to do, even when you're at home in the stay-at-home orders. And we've also seen, of course, more people with anxiety and depression, uncertainty about the future because of COVID, right? What's going to happen and how are they dealing with this? And so everybody deals with stress and anxiety and depression in different ways. And those that have addiction, which is a disease of the brain, may resort back to those things that trigger, their use of either substances and in this case, gambling. We have some other scary statistics. Adults who with a gambling disorder are 2.5 times more likely to attempt suicide than the general population. And that's because they get to a point in their disorder that they've gone so far down the road that they've, lost their home, they've spent their child's college savings, whatever it is. And because it is an invisible, what we call an invisible illness, it's very hard for family members to detect. So they get to a point where they just, they've lost all hope and they're in total despair. And, the fact that people don't see it as an addiction makes it even harder for people to be self-aware and understand that they have a problem, that they need help. There's a lot of stigma related to this disease.
And Lena, can you tell me why the Midwest Asian Health Association decided to get involved in looking into this problem as well?
Yeah, no problem. So we have a mental health clinic where we are able to get not clients with problem gambling per se, but just hear a lot of anecdotal stories through our mental health clinic, but also through our healthcare insurance navigator program, where we just hear that people are concerned with gambling issues in the community. These are just anecdotal stories that people have been telling us. We don't have any treatment providers that serve the community currently, so there aren't any way for us to really know the data behind problem gambling in the community. It's just hearing through community members, their stories that they share out to us. We have noticed that this is an issue that many members are concerned with. And during this time, we were also noticing that IDHS has this grant that's put out to better assess problem gambling in the state and also to understand how serious the issue is. So we thought it was appropriate time for us to create this new program where we would specifically tackle gambling awareness as a prevention program and focus on community outreach. I do want to point out that there is currently, gambling itself has not traditionally been seen as a public health issue that has a lot of data and research into it. So currently, right now, the state is putting out a statewide assessment to try to assess how serious the problem is and where different factors it should be tackled in and how much funding should continue to be put into such program to tackle problem gambling.
And that, that reminds me of something. So when you're sick and you have an illness and you call your insurance company, they say, oh, this is what we cover. So if you called and said, do you cover gambling disorder services? They might say no, because it's under the OCD, a diagnosis of OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. So it's really important for people to understand that if they need treatment, it's out there, but they also need to educate themselves about how to get that treatment and how to make sure that their insurance companies cover that. And I think it's because of what Lena said, is that, there's still, it has not been looked at as a public health issue, although it is. And it is something that is a growing problem.
That's Teresa Garate with Gateway Foundation and Lena Xie with the Midwest Asian Health Association. They spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 62 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Gwen Skiles, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.